to breathe life into your recruiting campaign. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 140. Welcome to the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of Recruit Me, a podcaster, author, and speaker, and author of the book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. And it's available on Amazon, of course. It's also available as an Audible book. If you like to listen, you can get it free. If you don't have an Audible subscription yet, you can just sign up for a 30-day trial for free. Pick a book, and you can pick the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. I have a link in the show notes, also on my webpage, on my resources page, if you want to get that for free. I'm all about getting things for free. A few episodes ago, I did a full episode on free resources. Another one I've been offering is the Recruiting Power Pack. It's downloadable. You get it immediately. First steps to an athletic scholarship, when and how to use video, and the third thing is the player profile, a resume template. You get that at recruitme.com. I want to just put a plug in, too, for Recruit Me 3.0. It is the best step-by-step system, the new Recruit Me athletic scholarship system. Very economical. Go get it at recruitme.com/system. That's recruitme.com/system. Oh, we're going to talk about something here that I hope will just, you know, last week talked about three indications that you're losing ground, and I hope that helped you. This week, I want to take that further and help you breathe life into your recruiting campaign, whether it's reviving it or you're getting started and this is a jump start. A lot of what I will have to share in this episode is about reviving it, about, you know, taking it from where you are now, and maybe you've lost steam, maybe you are losing ground. How can you breathe life into this? How can you revive it so it can be fresh again? We're going to talk about that in this episode. And I got to tell you, recording this before the final game. So as I record this, I don't know who is the new champion, college basketball, but you do. And this episode coming out the day after that happened. Hey, let's get into a tip. I like to give you a tip every episode from the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. And here it is about making a positive first impression. You'd be surprised how many people do not send intro letters or emails, but only a resume. I believe that the short cover letter or email these days gets a coach's attention by telling the student athlete's story. It personalizes it. It also shows that you have something on the ball because you're doing what a lot of other athletes don't do. Positive first impression. Keep that in mind. That's from page 47 of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. Here we go. Let's talk about how you can revive, breathe life into your recruiting campaign. You might be at the point now, and I know the end of the school year is pretty close. We're talking next month for most states, most school districts, and you might be wearing out. But let me see if I can turn that around for you and give you some things that will help revive this campaign of yours. First of all, I've got three things. I always have three things, don't I? Next episode, I have seven. I'll tell you more about what's coming up in the next episode. It's totally different than what you've heard recently on the podcast, but here we go. Three things to breathe life into your recruiting campaign. First of all, review and renew. I call it review and renew. What that is, you want to review and renew your plan. Plan? Yeah, in this thing. This is high-stakes stuff, folks. This is this athletic scholarship pursuit. This is athlete, this is probably the biggest decision you've ever made in your life, and it will be your biggest decision for several years to come, I believe. So you've got to have a plan. If you don't have a plan, put a plan together. What are you going to do? What are these steps? The playbook has that. I've got free resources on my site. You got my podcast. You know I've given you enough to hang your hat on where you can build your plan. So go ahead and get your plan together. If you have one already, now's the time to review it. Look at it. Put it on paper, okay? If you don't have it on paper, do it. Put those things on paper that you need to do from here till making that final school choice. You may not know everything, but have some bullet points and dates. Put dates that you want to get some of these things done. Of course, the immediate future, you can put more dates down than, say, something a year or two down the road. But go ahead and put it on paper and put dates and make it real and make it tangible. And then look at it and say, hey, we're committed to this. I'm committed to this. Here's where I'm going. Now, then you've got something else that is number two. This is kind of get it up to the next notch. Now you've got your plan together, you've reviewed it, and you're renewing it. So that step is this. Call a team meeting. Point number two, to refresh, to breathe life into your recruiting campaign, call a team meeting. What's that all about? Well, all the stakeholders in this process, everybody who's been involved with you in this process, the key people, okay? Your parent or parents, of course, the athlete, parent, your athlete needs to be involved in this. You're not just running the show and telling him or her what to do. If you have a tutor, an academic tutor, have your tutor get involved in this team meeting. This is not just an athletic experience and process. It's academic as well. If you have a coach who has shown special interest in making sure that you do this process right and has come alongside and said, I want to help you out, then get your coach involved. Maybe your club coach. It may be a friend who's not your coach at all, but in some cases, maybe even a competing team's coach. That happens. You got people outside your own school that are rooting for you and see that you have talent and they want to make sure you succeed. You might have, if you're a, say, a runner, maybe you got an instructor. Maybe you take running lessons from a coach, an instructor. Maybe if you're if you play baseball, your hitting instructor, your pitching instructor, all these people, all the stakeholders, who are the other stakeholders that are part of your process here and part of your life, academic and athletic? If you can, get them all together and have a team meeting, all right? And at that team meeting, make commitments. Make commitments. What will your parent do? What will the athlete do? What can your tutor do? Your coach, your instructor, who, all these people, can they do something? Now, it's better to work together, and that's the idea behind this, to breathe life into it. You're not isolated anymore. You're working together as a team. Even if it's a team of two, you may say, well, it's just me and my dad. then do it. You are the team. You are the stakeholders. I'm not saying you have to have 10 people or 5 people. It could be just 2 of you. But the point is you're not doing this isolated anymore. You're coming together. You've reviewed and renewed your plan. Now you want to call a team meeting so you can put that plan back into action. You want to revive it. Third thing is that you want to lean into your successes. What do I mean by that? Well, make a list of your successes in this recruiting process. I know you've had at least one or two. You might have a dozen of them. What are those successes? If you've been going at this for a year, you may have lost sight of that. Go all the way back to the beginning. What are some of the wins that you've had in this process? And then also in the other column, list your failures. What are some of the failures you had? Some of the difficulties, some of the disappointments. So you got the good things, you got the successes, you got the bad things, you got the failures there. And my advice to you is to lean into the successes and repeat them. Lean into the successes and repeat them. If a year ago you sent out 10 emails and you got 5 responses, but you haven't sent any emails out since, hey, repeat that process. Imagine sending 10 more emails out this week and getting 5 responses in a couple weeks. That will breathe life into your recruiting campaign for sure. Whoa. Okay, so lean into the successes and repeat them if you can. And second, along with that, on the other hand, avoid the things that make you fail or work on becoming successful. It just is, it depends on where you're at on that and what the situation is, what that failure is, okay? You may not be able to, you can't just carte blanche say, well, I'm just not going to avoid the things that, that caused me to fail. Because one of those things may be not doing really well on the phone with coaches, and that's putting the skids on your recruiting efforts. Well, breathing life into your recruiting campaign will involve being a better conversationalist with coaches. All right, so maybe, parent, you can work with your son or daughter to help them on that, do some role-playing. You be the coach that's calling and help them work through this process. But so as you think about your failures or things that have really not you've not done too well in, go ahead and avoid those things or work on them. If you can't avoid them and you it's just part of the process, work on them. So those are the three things that you can do to revive or jumpstart the recruiting process for you, your recruiting campaign. I call it a campaign. You got to look at it that way. Got to have some energy in it. You got to have some goals. You got to move together. You got to have a campaign team. So that's why I call it a campaign. You want to review and renew your plan. Put it on paper with dates. Second, you want to call a team meeting, even if it's a team of two. And third, lean into your successes. Look back on things that worked for you and do them again. So those are three things you can do to breathe life into your recruiting campaign. You can revive it or jumpstart it. Even if you're just getting started, some of these things will be helpful. But mainly for those who are already in the process, that's what this is directed for. Hey, I want to tell you about my recruiting masterclass. If you would go online to recruitme.com, and under resources, I've got a free 45-minute video masterclass, step-by-step to your athletic scholarship dream, a great starting point. Go ahead and check that out. That's really valuable, as well as the freebie that I have on my homepage, the Recruiting Power Pack. That's downloadable. Yeah, I'm selling stuff, but I got so much out there that's for free. A lot of people camping there. I hope you've taken advantage of those things. And of course, this podcast comes to you every Tuesday. I think 98% of the time I get it out on Tuesday. Well, that's it for this week. I'm giving you back 2 minutes, all right? Use those 2 minutes to do one of these three things to revive your recruiting campaign. Review and renew, call a team meeting, or lean into your successes. All right, ready, set, go. I'll talk to you next week.